My brother Tony is stupid, but he likes good music. I listen to his records before school when he and my dad are out on the picket line. My grandmother, we call her Nan, likes the music too. I play the music and she sits in bed and sings. Sometimes we dance around the room. She's nearly 80 and can't walk far, but she lifts her arms up in the air and tries to stand on one leg like a ballet dancer. Dad and Tony don't like it when she dances. They think it's stupid. But I wanted to dance and sing all day.
Hello! Come on, you fellows!
He cried cheerfully on catching sight of them.
You're just in time to come with me for a jolly... jolly...
His accents faltered and fell away as he noticed the stern, unbending looks on the countenances of his silent friends, and his invitation remained unfinished. The badger strode up the steps.
"Take him inside,"
he said sternly to his companions. The pungent smell of smouldering warpstone wafted through the blackened chamber, the corrupted fumes slithering into every nook and cranny, oozing between the crumbling bricks, burning into beams of oak and ash, discolouring glass and tarnishing bronze. It was the stench of darkest sorcery, and this was its night.